You know, yesterday I thought was a good day, good practice day. You know, they were coming off of a day off, and it was hot, humid, and they had to push themselves. We had to push them, and they had to push themselves, and they did it. I was encouraged by that, the way they worked. And so I thought we got something done yesterday. So I felt like it was a good day. Hopefully today will be as good. I know that it seems to be that they're more sore today than they have been basically all camp. And so when you're sore a little bit, sometimes you have a tendency not to push yourself as much. So I told them already that we're going to be pushing this afternoon to make sure that that we can get done the things that we need to get done. But they still have good attitudes. They're still working hard, and I still feel good about them. Like the way they're approaching it, and the thing that I reminded them is that in 1 week we'll be playing a preseason game. So they better make sure that they have all of their calls and all of their defenses down right, so that they'll know what to do to, so that they can make the best impression, you know, in the game. From the personnel standpoint, Jacques Reeves is supposed to be in today. He's been dealing with that family issue that I mentioned to you, and he'll be here today. And then we'll get him out there and get him started acclimating him, you know, to the conditions, and then see where that takes us. Brandon Seiler, we're going to hold him back today. His ankle is sore, so we're going to hold him back. And it seems to be when we rested a little bit, he's able to go. So we're going to rest him and then get him back out there and go from there. No major changes than anybody else. Flo, he did a little bit this morning, you know, and then we'll see what he looks like this afternoon. So whether he's there or not, I'm not exactly sure. So we'll have to wait till this afternoon to find out how much he's going to do. But otherwise, the guys have been working hard, and we'll continue to do that. So I'll open it up for you. We're resting him until he gets back, you know. So he didn't work today. I saw him this morning, talked to him. As a matter of fact, he said he's feeling better. And when he's ready, we'll put him back out there. Well, when you get hit in the chin, some people do get concussed when they get hit in the chin. Donald is a family issue that he's dealing with, and we anticipate that he'll be back tomorrow. It's, I think in football, when you think about football, you kind of think about the fullback in a fullback position. We like to have a fullback, you know, to be able to use, but it's not a necessity with what we have, you know. And if you have tight ends that can get the job done, then you can put those guys in that fullback role. But generally, tight ends are tight ends, and they're not fullbacks, and so you have to determine, you know, what your tight ends can do, what you can ask them to do, and then what are their chances of being successful doing what you ask them to do.
But you got a guy like Stephen Airey who's been a former lineman, so, you know, like this guy, that'd be kind of his role with this football team?
I don't think it's fullback. I mean, he's tall and got those long strides. Well, sometimes you can put him back there, but, you know, just depends on what you ask him to do.
Bob, I've got two parts for you. Talk about the new special teams coach and the follow-up to that is, it's been a long time since you guys have had impact players on return, but not return, kick return. Talk about how to get that thing.
All right, it's been about a year, I believe, because I think 2 years ago we had some impact plays. And so hopefully we can get back to that. But Tom McMahon, I think he's a really good football coach. He does a good job in his preparation for his meetings, for his practice. He does a good job of communicating with the players. He lets them know what he expects from them, how he wants to run the special teams unit. I think he's a good personnel evaluator. And so I think that his units will do a very good job.
What's your background with him? Any at all? Working with him? Or?
He was recommended to me.
Okay. As far as the return game, I mean, those can be game changers.
Well, that's right. You know, when you got the right guys back there and the guys up front are doing a good job of blocking, then you have a chance to make some big plays. I think we have good ability at the return of spots. We got to do a better job of blocking than we did last year. So hopefully we'll see some impact plays in the special teams area. Well, I think that he can finish the game for us if we need him to. I don't think that we will start him, because of the other guys we have. But if we need him to go in and finish the game, he can do that.
Coach, your defense is very experienced, but not just experienced overall. They're almost a solid group that's been only with the Chiefs for their entire career. Have you ever been a part of a team that goes, 9 to 12 guys deep that are completely homegrown products that are so familiar with the system at one time?
Well, and the way the game is structured today, do not get that very often, because you got guys moving and you got guys coming in. But I do feel fortunate that we have the guys on the defense that we have and that they've learned and understand the system. I think a couple of years ago when I got here, I don't know that they were that crazy about it. But I think that they have learned the system. They know that they can operate effectively in the system and they can make plays. So I think that they're excited about the team this year.
And does part of that have to do with the overall relative youth of this team? I mean, the reason maybe you've been able to keep so many homegrown products is there's nobody over the age of 30 on this defense. I mean, the guys haven't been able to move on to other teams at this point. I mean, it's a solid.
Well, yeah, because they're young and they haven't reached that point where they can move on yet. I think that's the case and with some of them. But then in other cases like Tom Bahali and Derek, we were able to retain those guys and were able to keep them here because we wanted them here, And so guys like that who have been great playmakers for us, having those guys on the defense, I think is important, and that will help some of the young guys come along as well.
Yes, you had Jason Dunn in town kind of learning the coaching ranks, and he said he ran into you at a Hall of Fame deal in Kentucky this offseason. Can you tell us kind of how that relationship and his invite to coming out of camp happened?
Well, Jason went to Eastern Kentucky. That was too bad for him, but, I played and coached at Western, so I knew of Jason because of Eastern, and then because of the Kentucky connection. We were able to talk and have a conversation, and I saw him play, and, I know that he was a decent player, and now his career is over, playing career is over, and I was talking to him about what he was doing and what his aspirations were, and he said he enjoyed the game of football, and he was coaching football, and that's what he wanted to do, and he wanted to learn as much as he could, and asked if I would be open to him coming and watching practice for a couple of days in training camp. So I told him, yeah, go ahead, come on. And so he called me, and I said, come and you can watch a couple of days and see what you can learn.
Is that not part of the NFL minority program? This is just your own?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I expect us to be sound, solid, execute at a high level, and if we do those things, I think that we'll be able to put points on the board and help win football games.
As the defensive coordinator, Steve, what are your expectations?
It's the same. I expect us to be sound, solid, play good fundamental defense, and if we do that, the defense will help the team win.
You expect them
Yes.
Both sides working together as opposed to sometimes how it gets with an offense.
No, as best you can, I think. As best you can. Because I think this is a team sport and it complements each other. So if you got a good defense, that helps the offense. You have a good offense, that helps the defense. All right, and both of them help special teams and vice versa. So, that's what I talk to the guys about. But this is a team. We need everybody to be involved, to play their part, and then make the contribution. So if we do that, then we'll have a chance.
With that offense, to get said, you don't care, they throw the ball, pass the ball, however it happens, just so it happens.
That's correct.
Romeo, you've been asked a lot about the ACL, the guys returning from the ACL in terms of their physicality, but their mental state, I think, is probably as important, too. And just a lot of these guys, this is the first big injury they've ever had, and having to come back and get in their minds they're going to be okay out there. How much more complicated is that than just knowing that the knee is healthy?
Well, I think that after they take that first hit and they realize that they didn't hurt the knee, that they can play and do what they have done in the past, once they get over that, then I think that they're good to go. That's been my experience and what I've seen from guys who've been injured. You know, they do wonder about how they're going to do when they come back. But once they get out there and go through the contact, and then I say, hey, the knee held up, and it's strong, and I can do what I need to do. And so now then they kind of forget about it and start concentrating more on playing the game.
A guy like Jamal, who's an awful lot of his job depends on the mobility and movement and things like that. How have you seen his – I mean, obviously it sounds like his knee is doing well, but have you seen his mind and confidence in that knee come along just over these last few months?
Well, I think he's grown, you know. I've seen him after the injury, and he was out there on the field limping and all that stuff. Now I see him out there running. So I know that his confidence has grown, you know, as his knee has gotten stronger. But still, he has to go out there in a full contact situation and then take that hit and then he'll know for sure then that, hey, I'm good to go, and then he'll go back to what he was. Well, I think that we got good ability, you know, particularly getting Eric back, that will help us a lot. Stanford has experience and has experience in this league, and so I think that will bode well for us, you know, going forward too. I think that we can line up, you know, against most of the guys that we have to line up against and be representative.
Are you seeing any improvement from Stanford Red, or is that too early to tell
them? No, I think he's learning the system and he's coming on. Yeah.
Last one, JC.
No, we're not going to scrimmage. We're not going to take guys to the ground per se. You know, we work on individual drills, and we talked about defensively making sure that we get some tackling work without taking guys down. And then we're going to work against Arizona, and I think that you'll see that it'll be a little up-tempo. But that'll be thud, you know, and we won't tackle and take guys to the ground there. And so really their first opportunity to take a guy to the ground will be in the game on Friday. And I think that these guys, particularly where we got veterans, so they understand and they know. Some of the young guys, they do not know. And what will happen with those young guys is they'll get into what they think is good position, and then they'll miss a tackle, you know, because that other guy across from them is pretty good too. And they will not realize the speed of the game. And that happens every year, that you practice, and then when you get to the preseason game, the speed of the game picks up because there's more energy. Everybody's trying to do their best. And these young guys, they don't realize how fast it is yet.
All right. Just to follow that up with Arizona, right now, you know exactly what days you're going to work with.
We're going to work with those guys one day, and that's going to be Tuesday. Yes, and it'll be Tuesday afternoon, and it's practice, okay? We'll practice against those guys. Yes?
Just one last question. This is kind of an off-topic thing. Coach White had his press conference earlier this week expressing his interest, and you guys are pretty close. Has he said to you if he's going to come out to see your games, or are you going to be visiting him on the weekend when you get a chance?
No, you know what? I think that in coaching, you have to concentrate on your team and your situation, and that takes a lot of time. I know that if I'm on the road, and that's when I have an opportunity to watch other college games, is when I'm on the road and we're at the hotel, and before the meeting, I flip on the TV and see who's playing. And if he happens to be on that time, I will watch, you know. Because usually on Saturday, we're practicing, you know, Saturday, and then by the time you drive down and, you know, the game is half over, and then I got to get back to the hotel, you know. So he understands. We both do. And I think that he will watch if he has an opportunity. If he doesn't have an opportunity, he'll be taking care of his business like I'll be taking care of my business.
Why just one day with the Cardinals? Why not two?
Well, they play on Sunday, I believe, and then they play again on Friday. So I think Ken has some objectives he would like to get done, but he's got to take care of his team too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.